I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. The death of a loved one can have a profound impact upon your health and well-being. To talk about the importance of staying connected with others and taking good care of yourself as best you can as you grieve is Dr. Alyssa Reingold. She's a professor in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences and Director of Clinical Operations of the National Crime Victims Research and Treatment Center at MUSC. Dr. Reingold, how can someone who is grieving take care of themselves during this really sad time?
When folks initially find out the loss of their loved one, that initial reaction can be one of shock and disbelief. And often friends and family can come in and support and provide food. Really, I think the most difficult time, though, for individuals is about a month to 3 months out from the loss of their loved one, because that's when the rest of their friends and support are starting to go about their regular day-to-day. And that individual is left with the true acceptance that life is different now.
Dr. Reingold, are there some things that might make life a bit better or the day-to-day routine a bit better when someone is experiencing grief and the loss of a loved one?
Well, it's trying to find that new normal. And it really requires a lot of patience and compassion, self-compassion, to take it one slow step at a time. And also finding activities that are meaningful and provide purpose, because after you lose a loved one, sometimes that changes and shifts in your life. And so you have to reevaluate what really is meaningful for you and then to partake in activities that support that.
Are there specific things that do seem to be helpful from friends and family to make a difference?
I think continuing to outreach and show support that first month, a lot of family and friends do that. But I would encourage family and friends to continue to do that, to check in 3 months, 6 months, 1 year out, because grief can be a pretty long journey. It doesn't necessarily go away. It is something that they have to live with because they had such a connection with their loved one.
And what about individuals who feel like they're in the grieving process for an extra long period of time?
Well, grief can last for a while for many individuals. However, there is a small number of people who can suffer from more complicated or prolonged grief response that can be chronic and might warrant some treatment to be able to help them step out of that intense struggle.
Who can help for someone who really might be stuck for some years in a prolonged grief situation?
Well, definitely finding a counselor who specializes in grief and loss can be useful. If the loss was violent in nature, then those family and friends left behind might actually be at risk for developing other types of problems like post-traumatic stress disorder or depression that might go along with that prolonged grief response, and they might warrant somebody who specializes in that area as well.
And a grief counselor in particular?
Yes. It's somebody who specializes in trauma or traumatic grief reactions could be useful, as those sort of responses are unique and warrants somebody who has that specialty.
Dr. Reingold, thanks for providing information about dealing with grief.
Thank you, Bobby, very much for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.